It's good afternoon to me. I'm in London. I don't know why it took me so long to realize where I was, but there we are. It happens sometimes.
So what's going on? How's everything going with promoting the new record?
It's going great. A lot of good vibes. People just sort of saying lots of lovely things about it.
So pleasantly surprised, called out in the dark. Thought after Just Say Yes that maybe it was going to be a push back into like a more organic direction, but you showed us completely something new with this song. Where did the inspiration for the song come from? And is this a sound throughout Fallen Empires?
It's not throughout the album. I mean, there's going to be three or four songs on there that have a kind of a very definite dance bent. There's some classic Snow Patrol moments on there too, you know, kind of epic rock songs and some really quiet little tender moments, some kind of big rock, angry kind of thing. So it's not a complete change in direction. I think we're just trying to make things interesting for ourselves too, you know. You don't want to keep making the same record over and over again, and this record, we've definitely entered the second phase of our career.
Those of us in the United States don't know the band's legacy before Chasing Cars. Growing up in Ireland, when did it become apparent to you that music, forming a band professionally, was going to be the only option for you?
I mean, I picked up a guitar pretty early in life, but I never really learned how to play it properly, and I still don't really know, and I use that to my advantage rather than, you know, it's never been a disadvantage for me not to be able to read music or not to be able to play my instrument properly. I feel it simplifies my mind, you know, not being cluttered with too many chords. Growing up in Ireland, it's definitely an escapist thing, you know. Our country was in a heck of a lot of turmoil at the time and had a love-hate relationship with it, mostly hated it. Very much firmly back in love with the place now. I actually, for the most part, live near Belfast still, but music was always kind of an escape. You know, it's an escape for every kid, every teenager, everywhere. You know, it's that having any sort of problem in their lives, music is a great place to find solace. And when I first heard Nevermind by Nirvana, that's when I first thought, I want to be in a band. I went to see them play live in Belfast in 1992, and nobody came to Belfast. We hardly had any live shows. It was a country at war. So Nirvana came, and we all loved them for it, because any band that ever did come, and they were few and far between, but we loved that band forever. That seeing Kurt play and Dave Grohl and Chris, just that visceral three-piece rock in the heck out of us just broke my heart and mended it all at once.
Dave Grohl doesn't seem like the type of guy that would be too deterred by, you know, rolling tanks down the street and broken down buildings. That's really cool.
They were awesome. And so that moment was the moment that I knew that I wanted to be in a band.
You make some pretty visual moments of your own. Your music videos are very entertaining, I have to say. And Called Out in the Dark is no exception. You sort of are getting pushed out and recast as the lead singer in the video. Do you feel that way often as a rock star being molded?
It's a series of jokes. I mean, the video is kind of very goofy and tongue-in-cheek, but there is kind of a satire in it as well, because I'm not sure that a lot of people would even know what we look like, you know? So some people might be watching that video not even realizing that I am actually the singer in the band, and I kind of like that little joke. For anyone that likes our band, it's about the music. It's not about the people in the band. It's not like you see us on red carpets. If you know our band, you know the music. Keeping that to ourselves, our personalities, people sometimes refer to it as us being boring, but if they only knew the truth. But it's more about us being able to maintain our identities, our secret identities. I see us as superheroes. I have a superhero second name, so Lightbody is just awesome.
Exactly. Well, I mean, it's such a hard thing to do, to maintain a small bit of anonymity and really let it be about the focus on the music instead of this crazy media-obsessed world that we live in.
It's harder and harder for a band to be famous and you not to be famous. I mean, it's almost unheard of. We've lucked out in that respect because none of us want to be famous. In fact, it makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm a big Coldplay fan, but if I had Chris Martin's life, that attention all the time, because we toured with them, and the attention that man gets, I would never be able to put up with it. So I'm very glad to be in the place that I am.
The band does have one route to pop culture at this moment, because Chasing Cars was prominently featured on Grey's Anatomy. And then last season, they actually took your song and incorporated it into their musical episode. What did you think of that?
I thought Kevin McKidd had a particularly nice voice. I did see that on the internet. I don't watch the show. I don't like medical dramas. They freak me out. So sort of being taken by surprise by our music being on it. They ask us if they can use the music, and we say yes. The biggest impact of any song being on any TV show ever, outside the top 100 on iTunes with Chasing Cars, number one in the space of an hour after the show was aired. That's a pretty big step up. It's like, it's ridiculous. So we can do nothing but thank them very much.
Can I ask a question on the Fallen Empires album cover? Is that an eagle?
We recorded the album at a place in California called Eagle's Watch. The album cover has a little nod to that. As far as the album goes, it's our best by light years. I'm just excited to finally have it out.
Gary Lightbody, the band, of course, is Snow Patrol. Their new album, Falling Empires, and the new single, Called Out in the Dark. Very funny. An actress named Tara Summers, too, plays the director in the music video. So we'll have to have the listeners take a look. It's really funny.
Hi, this is Gary from Snow Patrol, and this is our new single, Called Out in the Dark, on Sojo 104.9.
Thank you so much for calling in today. I've become such a fan, bigger every time that you guys release a new record. So I look forward to finally getting a chance to see you guys live.
Thank you.